Have your pet peeves. Have your pet peeves.
That's what we're doing. 877-764-2535. It seems like we're on an eating trend this week.
Okay.
Hungry man.
Yeah, I'm always eating. What can I say?
Well, you are hungry, man.
You're a hungry man.
That's true.
Yeah.
One of my big issues is when I'm out at a restaurant or something and somebody is scraping their teeth with their fork.
You can hear that?
I don't know what happens. When I hear it, there could be a band in the room and everything goes silent. Oh. And all I hear is that scrape.
Wait,
that's
wild.
Almost wait, like it's subconscious.
You use a fork? That was great.
Yes, I do.
What is this fork thing you speak of?
Spaghetti with his hands. Feed me, see my people now. Yeah.
My stepsister does it all the time, and I swear to God, she's like having this little, like she'll do it and she'll pull her fork out with like an attitude, like she's got something going on.
Oh, no, she knows it bothers you.
Yeah. That's deliberate. Yeah, that's probably. Deliberate.
That's deliberate. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah.
It's like nails on a chalkboard for
yeah.
me.
Buy soup next time.
Great show, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
Hunger man.
Right.
Appreciate
pizza.
It.
Pizza and a fork.
Yeah. I know.
Glenn.
Yeah, hey, good morning there, Todd.
Oh, it's radio voice Glenn.
Yeah,
job, dude.
Glenn.
So, hey, yeah, you know, so I've got a real problem when people sneeze and don't cover their mouth.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, it's just like, I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, if you could, you know, be in the light and see what comes out of your mouth when you sneeze.
Yeah.
Nose, pretty, for that matter.
Pretty nasty. The worst when they sneeze and you're walking past them and you feel the mist. You're like, now covering your sneeze.
Well,
it's gross.
I've been at a lot of events where you're very close because it's loud.
Yeah.
And you're talking to someone.
Uh-huh.
And then you feel that droplet on your eye.
Yes.
Oh.
Not on the lid.
Yeah, on the eye itself.
On the eye.
Yeah,
and
good.
You know,
it's
if
active.
This person's sick,
yeah.
I'm done.
I'm going to take my eye out right now in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found an eye in the parking lot. Who's that? Don't touch it. It's diseased.
Not to paint a disgusting picture, but I will. So if someone sneezes and they're all congested, guess what comes out? Right. And then the next thing is that then they take their sleeve and they wipe themselves with it.
Oh, man. Who do you hang out with?
And then they give you a hug. Yeah. You're squish.
it's not that I hang out with people like that. I've seen it. It's quite gross. Yeah. Anyway.
Traumatized, yeah.
One of...
Yeah, sorry for the display.
No. And
your voice makes it
made
better.
It sound so good, though.
Yeah. Right.
I felt
how
warm.
Could something so gross sound so hot?
Seriously, what's up
he
with
that?
He
was great. He's got a great voice. Yeah. He could do anything.
Yep.
I'm just going to keep moving. I was going to tell a story, but it's not a petty pet peeve.
Oh, okay.
We got to stay on course.
Focus.
Here. Focus. Gina.
Yes.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sorry. Okay, petty pet peeve. People who, coming through an airport, when you get off the jetway, they just stop, right?
Yeah.
Or you're walking up to the airport, and there's tons of people, and they just stop for no reason at all. Last week, I was going through Chicago. I said to myself, and I'm coming off the jetway. There's tons of people. Everyone's trying to get off the plane. This couple in front of me, they're walking. The minute they get to where they walk off, they just stop. Like, nobody else is trying to get off the plane.
Oh, right. They're trying to drink in the moment.
So
yeah.
I'll put those people in the same category as these people.
Okay.
The people who are walking and they don't even care if you're there. They're just going to walk right through you.
Yes.
All right. So there's those people at the airport and then there's the people who just stop.
Right.
There's no situational awareness.
Right.
There's no one else that matters in the airport but them.
Exactly.
So it's like, I'm just going to stop right now.
Yeah.
Or
I don't care.
I'm going to just walk right through your path and you're going to have to stop right
either
now.
Either or, yep. Mm-hmm.
If you stop in front of me, I am going to be the person that plows into you.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'll be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Mm. That's one time.
Get to the side.
Yeah. You need to learn. This is a flow of traffic.
It's flow traffic.
People have flights to catch. Stop being stationary. Pull over.
I know you want to check what gate you're going to or the text that just came in.
Yeah.
Move to the side, man.
Get to the side.
I am plowing through you.
Mm-hmm. I hate when I'm walking behind. They suddenly stop and I go around them and I get hit by a bus.
Petty pet peeves. Mushmouth.
Oh, hey, guys. Okay. Oh, boy, here we go. So, anyway, hi, Em. Thanks for the nice words. So anyway, when you
just in Monroe,
just get to it.
Oh my God. Oh. Anyways, this is food related.
Okay.
How about when people put a dirty glass or a dirty plate in a nice clean sink when the dishwasher is right there?
Oh, yeah, yes. Over here mm-hmm. with the cups.
Over we here. Have a lot of that here.
Yes.
Apparently,
bugs the hell out of me.
And you know,
how hard is it to open up a dishwasher?
Right. Yeah. It's right next
and
to the
empty.
Damn
sink. And it's empty. It's dirty. It's waiting to be loaded.
Yep. It wants to load.
Can we put a camera in there, like a hidden camera? And can we call these people out? Because I just want to, like, because I want to talk to their spouses. Like, yes. Do they do this at home?
Right.
Is this a thing?
Are they
do they just
out
leave
here?
Cups everywhere?
Yeah.
Do they think that this is a big deal for them to put it in the sink?
Right. Rinse it out.
Who takes the cup from the sink and puts it in the dishwasher? Who cleans it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What is their thought process? Is there a cup fairy
right.
that comes in? It's like, oh, wash all the cups or
cup
put
gnomes.
Them in
a... Yeah.
I know.
How old are you?
They
are you one?
Right. Your mommy's not here to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom
like
comes into
Tay
the office.
Puts his cups in the dishwasher. Right, Phil?
Sure.
Yeah.
He does.
That's right.
I mean, what are you pointing?
He knows.
Immediately.
He puts them in the dishwasher.
If by was... dishwasher you mean toilet, then right. absolutely.
It's got water. At least it doesn't leave it sitting there.
Oh, I'm with you. We have, there's a problem here.
An epidemic. An epidemic.
I know it's a good problem.
Every Monday morning when I come in, that
I cannot believe the state of the sink.
Is full. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, all nasty. Different color liquids.
Do you not see?
There's three signs.
It's right where the sink. So yep. sink.
Right.
Look down an inch.
Yes.
There it is.
Look,
the dishwasher.
Right. Yes.
Like, how do you justify that in your brain?
Yeah. Under the soda machine, there's the dishwasher. Okay?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Glass, mugs,
yep.
plastic, every color liquid you can imagine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's sponges
who
in there.
You
don't want
people?
To put it in there. Wash it and put
yeah.
it back.
Who there's are so- you people?
Who is people?
You know where they come from. You have to get it out to put it back. Wash
yeah.
it.
What do you think that this guy is happening here?
And there aren't that many people here on the weekends. I got a funny mm-hmm. feeling they just use one, put it away. Use another one, put it in the sink.
It's like
use
four
one.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep on using multiple things. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
It's not me when I'm here.
I want a hidden
clean.
Camera here.
I think we
can we get
it.
Our private investigator friend to like put a camera out there?
Forensics, right.
Well, I want to start talking to these people.
We'll swab mouths.
No, it's about time we get this straightened out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And teach you where it goes.
If you don't wash your cup, you don't get to drink.
No,
from
I want
to
take the first person we find who does this
uh-huh.
and duct tape them to a chair and gag them and put them out in the kitchen
ah!
and put a sign on them.
Yeah.
Saying, I just left a cup in the sink.
Well,
see, I want everyone to know
yeah.
this is what happens usually, when you do this.
I usually pay for that, but okay.
They also all leave the cups facing up, yeah. so every time liquid goes in the sink, it just collects in
yes.
the cups.
Right, so there might be food in there now because someone
yeah.
just washed off a plate.
Yep.
There's oil, there's
yes.
grease from food.
And secondary issue, but like just put them upside down if you're going to leave them in the sink.
Yes, there is that part two of that whole thing. The folks who have food and think somehow that the sink.
The sink, yeah.
It's not a garbage disposal.
No.
Yeah. Now I got to empty the goddamn trap.
There's stuff in there.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if we get an FBI profiler to tell us what kind of person. Because what else do they do? If they're leaving cups there and they just walk away, there are other things they do that are annoying.
Yeah. Oh, they leave the shopping carts in the.
They're shopping
lot.
Cart people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They're flushers on the floor people.
Yes.
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 They were also non flushers.
Yes, right. They probably
they're
don't flush.
Non flushers.
I'll bet you we eliminate those people who leave cups in the sink.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the planet gets better.
Much better. It's much cleaner, much nicer.
It's
a happier world.
Oh.
And, you know, eliminate. I mean, just send them to Rhode Island.
All wars end. Amazing.
Interesting.
Sorry I ruined your day, Chaz.
No, man.
No,
I feel
no.
better now.
Yeah, yeah.
No, really.
Yeah, we're bonded,
thank
united
you.
Here. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
And thanks a lot.
All right. Sunday is on the phone. Sunday is the person who named this segment.
Oh.
Hey, Sunday.
And calling Tuesday.
How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Happy Sunday.
How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
So what's your petty pet peeve?
Good. So I have one that's all-inclusive. It's nasal.
when people pick their nose in public and eat it.
Oh.
And then, when they take their fingers and close one nostril and blow their nose into the air.
The Italian handkerchief. I remember those.
I am not a fan of that.
Yes.
Snot rocket.
Yes.
Not hot pocket. This.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Why?
Get a tissue.
Yeah. Go to the bathroom.
Wait till next year.
Gagging.
You want that on my foot?
Yeah. I'm gagging.
Yes. I know. They're disgusting.
Yes.
They just walk past you and do it like it's perfectly normal. You just want to walk over and slap them, you know?
Ah.
Yes. That's disgusting, Father.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. Well, that's my petty pet peeve for today.
That's a good one. Kristen from Bohemia.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thank
Hello.
You.
Hello.
So I'm calling because I love my husband dearly, but his thing is that he will empty the dishwasher and leave all of the clean dishes on the kitchen counter. And when I've said something to him, he says, oh, well, they have to dry because you don't need to take all the Tupperware lids out. They always seem to be wet. So when I get home, I end up with a project that I can't start dinner, I can't do anything because all the dishes, the clean dishes from the dishwasher have been placed on the counter to quote-unquote dry amongst all the other things that have been collected throughout the day.
That is a petty pet peeve.
Dumped on the kitchen counter.
Yeah.
Also,
now, would you rather have him just take his dirty cup or whatever and put it in the sink and leave the dishwasher full of clean dishes?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Because both are just as infuriating, I think. I've told them in the past, maybe just don't even empty the dishwasher and I'll do it when I get home.
Right.
And, you know, he gets mad then. Well, at least I'm emptying it. I'm busy, too, because he works from home. So when he is busy. Okay. But my thing is, if you don't have time to dry the dishes or, like, put them away, why are you even bothering taking them out? Now they need to be touched twice, you know?
So I'm sorry. I'm on your side now. If he's working from home.
Yeah, he has time.
All away.
Yeah, you're not commuting.
There's this thing called a towel.
Yes.
You could dry
a
off.
A mopping, maybe?
Right. A mopping, yes, exactly.
A mopping,
yes.
The return of the mopping.
Leave it on the edge of the sink.
You need to clean mopping now, yes.
I was on his side until I heard he works from home. He works from home?
Yeah.
No one really works 8 hours a day from home.
Nope. Seriously, yeah.
And there's a trick he could do, that condensation. Yeah. You open up the dishwasher, you let it air out, you let it hang out open for a little bit. The stuff dries on its own, and then you could just put it away.
Hang the dish towel inside, close the door if you don't want to leave the door open, and that'll even absorb the moisture.
See?
So
there are tricks.
Hacks.
All right. Kristen, if you go home and bitch to him, just don't say Chaz and AJ said, okay? I don't want to.
Yeah, if he's bigger than me, yeah.
I don't want any problems.
It's a very short trip.
On my side. That's good.
Two words, paper plates.
Yeah. Thank you, Kristen.
They were great.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
They're easy to clean.
I know.
Scraping erase.
Isn't it so relaxing getting upset about petty pet peeves? Because it's just a great it's a great feeling. It's like smoking a joint.
Yeah.
It's like I feel relaxed now.
Much better. Yeah.
Bitching about all these. I'm like, these people feel the way I do.
Exactly.
Simpatico. We get each other.
We was one. We're bonding. We're bonding.
Michelle and Wilkett.
Yes.
Hey.
Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
So there's a merge lane when you're getting on the highway. You're not automatically supposed to get right on the highway unless you're like stepping on the gas.
Yes.
Most people don't. And so you're going 60, and then all of a sudden they just cross right over the white line, which is supposed to give you enough time to
speed up.
Get your speed going. And then all of a sudden the person behind you, of course, has to do it too. And they're just getting two lanes over because they see all the mess that's happening. So you're stuck having to load check your whole car because someone doesn't know how to merge.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of lost arts. And merging onto the highway is one of them.
Yes. Just think like an airplane. Yeah. You got to speed up. Okay, airplane speeds up to take off. You speed up to get onto the highway.
Anything you do, shouldn't make anyone have to put their brakes on.
Yes, don't inconvenience the driver.
Okay,
right. They were there first. Yes,
that's the thing.
You're introducing
like,
yourself.
No one in front of you, the side of you. No one should have to put brakes on because of you.
Right.
Right.
Period.
On the highway, of course.
More bonding. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Simpatico. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
We're
with
on
you.
The highway. They're not on the highway yet.
Right.
They're going 20. You're going 60.
So annoying.
Do the math. Yep.
There's it's a white line to give you enough time to get up speed, but no, right. They don't want to even wait.
I hear you.
They, yep. They give you their, you know, make sure your brakes work.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Be safe out there.
Or people that blow their horn before they even step on their brakes.
I hate that.
You could be 20 yards ahead of them, and they just step on their horn before their brakes. <That's
another one>. I like the little.
Yeah, you need a vacation, don't you?
Punctuation with a laugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle, thank you.
Yes. Be safe.
Thank you.
Driving. I mean, we could do a year on just driving.
Easily.
People.
Yep.
People. People!
I know you know how to drive! too funny.
Let's see. Where do I want to go?
Someplace nice.
Me too.
Oh, let's see if Dave has something here.
Okay.
Dave, are you going back to the dishwasher in Bohemia? Dave?
Dave?
What?
Deep Dave.
Dave.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Sorry.
You're there? Are you really?
We all are.
All you have to do is put a little effort into it, and yeah. You wouldn't screw everyone who's listening.
You're like the person not merging.
Sorry
yes.
about that.
All right.
I apologize.
Okay.
I was talking to Phil. Don't you hate, go back to dishwashers, when the people put the dishes, or your family puts the dishes all crooked, or they put the glasses in the front row on the top, and they leave the back open.
Okay, not everybody on the planet knows how to load a dishwasher. Right, I am the dishwasher loader in the house.
Okay.
So Jennifer will put stuff in there, and I'm like, oh, my God, did this just fall out of your hands? And just, you know, I'll have to open it and organ. Like, I'm Rain Man. Like, okay, this is, you know.
OCD kicks in?
Yeah.
If she gets it loaded,
yeah,
I could load it three more times.
Gotcha.
Just by organizing everything getting it all in there.
Cups
not everyone
here.
Is equipped to handle the game that is, what's that game? Jenga or
Jenga.
Whatever.
Yes.
To get everything in there perfectly.
Right.
To really load a dishwasher.
Yes.
Well, in certain spots are for
Phil
certain things.
Point on right. That the forks and knives. Tell Phil, right? The knives are sticking up the wrong way.
Yes.
They got to go down.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Point down.
Right.
Point
You're
down.
Not going to grab
yes.
the...
My wife was, I used to go down and grab it. I was time yourself all the time.
Why is there blood all over the fork?
Now I got to wash everything all over again.
And it's gross, too. That part's going in your mouth. You're grabbing it with your hand now. Ew.
Yeah.
Like, bottom
also,
down.
But also, like, when you're putting stuff in... Like, you can put all the forks on one side,
yeah.
all
yes.
the spoon, and now when we're cleaning, it takes 90 seconds.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Like, why is everything
here.
Jumbled together?
Yeah.
It all gets clean.
Please!
Guess which one
it's
I
like
am.
It's like a junk drawer, yeah.
All right, Dave, thank you.
What a nightmare.
You feel better now, right?
Thank you, guys. You're great.
I guess You're not. Great. Yes. Thank you.
Guess not.
Do I want to pick up Dr. Pickles?
Oh.
You know what? Now we have to.
We have Mr. Pickles. This is not Mr. Pickles, correct?
Dr. Pickle.
He said he's a doctor. I don't know if it's the same Pickles that has now been through pickle school.
He's not a proctologist, right?
Dr. Pickles?
Hey. Yeah, wouldn't that be good?
Hi.
Yes, good morning, and let's go Knicks, and I want to piggyback on the road rage.
Okay.
All right.
So I commute on 84, and I'm not trying to compete. I commuted in Long Island. I know you guys suffer. But 84 has a lot of the slow lane for the truck.
Uh-huh.
So it's two lanes, then you open up a third lane to go up the hill, and then it closes again.
Yeah.
Or similarly, like the on-ramp that is then the next exit ramp. If you're stopped in traffic on the highway, that's not like a free shortcut. You just wait. We're all stopped.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't get to go ahead.
Yes.
So if you know anybody that has some dynamite... And a contact for Wile E. Coyote.
Nice.
That's where those people need to
Ford
go.
Mounted deck cannon on the car. Yep.
No, if you do that, if you go in that free space lane.
Yeah.
You're dumb.
Get ready for a battle.
Yes.
Because you're not coming in on me.
Nope. We're trading paint.
I have gone to the body shop multiple times.
Yep.
You win, you lose.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But you're not getting in front of me.
Ain't happening. Mm-hmm. Nope.
It ain't happening.
Ain't happening. Nope.
I hear that Western music.
Yep. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Yeah, Showdown.
Your eyes narrow.
The Good, the Bad, and the A-hole.
Yep.
All right, we're going to have to close up Petty Pet Peeves for today, but this, I mean, it's so much fun. All right. Thank you, Dr. Pickles.
Petty Pet Peeves.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.